Welcome to Flyover Conservative Podcast with David and Stacey Whited, where we break down current events and examine culture through the lens of conservative Christian values.
All right, Flyover family, let me throw kind of hypothetical at you. What if you went to a doctor that had an area of specialty and you trusted him? He was like, shared your beliefs, you know, knew there's a spiritual nature to it, looked at
everything
going on in your body. That's great. But then what if also in that practice he had, I don't know, half a dozen or more other doctors that are the brightest minds in completely different areas of medicine that approach things together. And they would all share information working together and saying, hey, from every direction, how do we take this person from good to great? And you do your best part and you do your best part. And even like say the dentistry aspect that we don't have in house, let's work with people that share those same beliefs on not just medicating and numbing you out, but actually getting you healthy and working in the way your body is designed.
Huge.
And you have breakthroughs and stuff like, I've struggled with this since I was in grade school. Why did nobody ever diagnose this? They were just trying to medicate this out or just say, that's just how you're made and you just should live with it. What if they actually have solutions and they all work together?
That would be unbelievable.
That maybe is how it was designed to work. But
it could be possible.
It is possible because we know somebody's making it work. The one and only Dr. Troy Sperl.
Well, thank you guys. As you're like talking, I'm like, man, I really need to meet this person you're describing. I didn't know who you're talking about.
Well, we sure are thankful for you, man. Truly, like helping us. We were talking before we actually came on, like, okay, different things that we're needing to do, making trips out there to your area, because you are truly changing people's lives. You changed my life completely with the restless leg syndrome. I mean, it was something that I was in pain. Every time that we went out to dinner, if I was riding in a car in the evening, just sitting on the couch, I mean, just always in bed, I'd get in bed, I'd rub my legs together. They were always in pain. And the other day I was talking to a friend who I didn't know had restless leg syndrome issues as well. And she told me, I was like, I have the solution. You have to talk to Dr. Sperl because it was life-changing to me.
We had our anniversary dinner the other night. We ate for 3 hours at Capitol Grill in Kansas City. And you know,
not one issue.
It was just nothing but highlights. And it was kind of a long drive home. It wasn't like, oh, legs hurting. It was just all wins all the way around. I was like, man, that's just quality of life.
Yes. I'm super glad to hear that. It's always the intention. And so, that is awesome. And I'm going to kind of throw that right back at you guys, because when we were talking as well, for me, I know that the most successful people in life take 100% responsibility in life. And you guys do that with your healthcare. You are truly seeking root cause issues and causes of what's going on. And so not everyone operates that way. So people who do take 100% responsibility own the results in life and then just kind of take the information and run with it. You guys have done that. So it's always a pleasure working with people who operate in that realm. And it's no surprise you have the success that you do in whatever you seem to touch. So that's great. I love just your attitude when it comes to healthcare and everything.
Thank you.
Put up your website there at officialsynapse.com, because there's a lot of people out there that are like, man, my child has this thing and they've not gotten the answers. Or my husband has struggled with sleeping for years and we can't get, these are real life.
Autoimmune diseases. You're hearing that all the time.
Oh, and it's not just the problem. I mean, the problem is one thing and people learn how to kind of manage it and get through, but there's a domino effect. It's like, well, you're probably not earning as much money as you could because you're not performing at a high level. You know, you drag yourself into work, you drink a gallon of coffee and you're trying to get through the day. Like that is not thriving. And the domino effects in this in your life, you're probably, you know, when you're not feeling good and you're not operating at 100%, you're not really the husband you're supposed to be, the parent you're supposed to be, right, the grandparent. I mean, all of you know, a lot of other balls drop because you're just trying to keep your daily routine, those balls in the air, and you can't even focus on this. I'm supposed to be writing this book. I'd love to be involved in ministry at my church. I would, you know, the more peripheral things, which I think those areas are where we're, you know, really supposed to be, you know, we're created to be spending our time. Those are the difference makers. I mean, your career and your job and get through the day is a part, but if you're done at 5 and you don't, you know, that's the end of your creativity. That's the end of your, you know, day. Cause you're just trying to get through. That's not thriving and really working and doing the stuff we're supposed to be doing.
No, we say it this way. We say that people are living too short and dying too long. and they're just not getting the quality of life. And part of just who we became and what we're about, we wrote it, our mission statement on the wall, to become a worldwide agent of change in the fields of healthcare and human potential. Because wow. I believe when people become the best version of themselves, then they're going to do good things. I think you take God-fearing, and when I say God-fearing, I mean just having fear of being absent from God, having God not in your life, the fear of never having that connection again. When you truly understand that, when you truly have a relationship, and then you have that fear, and then you get your health back, you've got the spirit behind you. And if you're an entrepreneur, then you become a spiritpreneur. You start blessing other people. You start pouring into other people. And so that's what was put on my heart a long, long time ago. We wrote it on the wall. And as unfortunate as the last 3 years have been, and just the seasons we're in with the politics and everything, it is such a blessing, because more people are going to God and more people are focusing on their health to become the best versions of themselves.
That is exactly right. So Colton was kind of clicking through my favorite part of your website at officialsynapse.com. And that was like just showing all of the different conditions you can help with. And I know there's a lot more, but just giving people an idea. So you guys can go there and just look at all of the different things.
Read a few off if people are like, you know, on the treadmill or something.
Yeah. So Dr. Sproul, just a few things that people might be helped with.
So I'll actually go through some of the things we're seeing this week, because we have patients from Washington, D.C. with autoimmune thyroid, Graves' disease, Hashimoto's. We have people coming in from Montana who are more for just type 1 diabetes and for detoxification. We see a lot of fibromyalgia. We're seeing a lot of mental disorders. I'm going to talk about one in particular when it comes to anxiety and depression. Mm. And it's due to you'll see the words copper, zinc imbalance, or cryptopyroli. It's when these chemicals kind of build up in our brain because there's a deficiency of zinc and B6. And the B6 primarily comes from the good bacteria in our gut. So we test these things. It manifests as these weird mental disorders, depression, anxiety, bipolar even. Pseudo schizophrenia, not a true schizophrenia, but some other factors there. So we see a lot of those disorders. Fatigue and chronic fatigue, headaches and migraines are some of the biggest ones. We're seeing a lot of chronic pain right now because of inflammation. ADHD, mental health, like we said, there's a whole section there. And then a lot with endocrine and hormone imbalances, PCOS. This week, we have someone who came in with PCOS, but we found the root cause was glyphosate toxicity. The glyphosate is the main ingredient in Roundup, and she spent 2 years working at a golf course where she waded in the water with boots on, but it would often go into her shoes, and the water run off from the golf course, and she was collecting golf balls. But she had over 20 times the normal, healthy, okay limit of glyphosate in her body, and it set off a whole PCS hormone imbalance scenario.
Wow. How would she ever discover that? You know, that would be a really hard thing on your own.
Yeah, exactly. So we came in, we found out what she had, and then we ordered the testing for it because we suspected it, and it was the highest one we'd seen in someone so young.
Wow.
Okay. So, again, you mentioned people from Montana and Washington, D.C. and, all over. They can do blood work at distance. There's a lot of stuff you can do at distance, and people can come then, you know, on occasion. So it's kind of I joke a lot. I kind of wish all the technology and stuff would go away. We were kind of back in the 1800s a little bit. I got more, I don't think social media, I don't think all this stuff is really good for us as a species.
Right.
But man, you got to embrace the good, because no matter where somebody is, they can have access, because there may not be somebody in their neighborhood that does what you do.
Right.
More than likely not. But no matter where they are, they can.
So if somebody is in another area, Dr. Sproul, how do they get a hold of you to find out about your practice and then to potentially be a patient?
Well, they go to our website, and at the front page of our website, you fill out the form there, and there's a free discovery call, and we look at what your interests are as far as what you want. There it is. It says get started today. And we'll talk to you in that discovery call and figure out if you're a good fit, if there's something we have for you. We have smaller programs for remote patients that can't get to our clinic. We have some larger ones too, because we have staff that will be able to regulate, monitor things from a distance. So we have all kinds of different options, because we've now, for the last 25 years, we've treated people from all 50 states and from 12 different countries. So we've got a nice big map on our wall of where everyone comes from. And
wow.
So
wow.
We've got a pretty good system. COVID did force us to go online, which again was another blessing in disguise. And so, we're working with people from all over the country right now. And it is, what I can tell you is people are really struggling, really suffering right now, and they need a lot of help. So we're happy to be there for them.
And you got Olympic athletes all the way down to, you know, rednecks in Missouri that mostly just, you know, are good at like smoking briskets and stuff like that. Like this guy. So let's jump into, you always have these like gems. I love to, cause it's like an immediate value add for the listeners, things that they can learn here and apply, you know, right away. This is my favorite part. So let's jump into a couple of Dr. Troy Spurrell gems.
Yeah. So these gems are just things we've noticed over the years, or little things that can be sneaky. So I mention them cause there's always a handful of people that will get that information to be able to apply it right away and make a change for their health. Mm-hmm. So the first one, we're going to focus on a very, very important nutrient that a lot of people may be deficient in. So let me read it off here. So in the whites of our eyes, a lot of times people will get like red. And so you can see that redness, and sometimes they get red in around on the eyelid. And so any type of inflammation in around the eye can actually be due to a B2 deficiency. And so you can start with 1,000 milligrams of B2 all the way up to 3,000. A lot of times they'll start with 750 milligram tablets, and that's okay. But if you start to see the redness in the eyes and you have sensitivity to light, it's called photophobia. You go out and you can't drive with the light of the sun in the car. A lot of times that's a B2 deficiency. And there's a whole other reason why we end up becoming B2 deficient. It has to do with the environment we're in and inflammation from other factors. But we see it with inflammation in and around the eyelids and the eyes themselves. Also,
so the you were talking about redness around it, but what if somebody just has like you know, their like bags or, you know, just extra under like inflammation?
That's a little different. So that's okay. Lymph that's not being drained properly. And that's very, very common. So okay. That happens with certain sleep disorders and other just detox issues. And for that, you can actually take, this is a home remedy. So this was not a gem that I had prepared, but
sorry about that.
Bonus gem.
Yeah. Okay. Bonus gem. you can actually take organic coconut oil and coffee, and you rub them together, and then you put them on underneath there, and it'll start to shrink up the eyes. So you put pressure, you actually rub, and then you put that on underneath there. And so I actually order a product from a company that we have on our shelf that actually makes that already pre-made. So you don't have to, but you can do it yourself at home as well.
So is it coffee grounds or is it actually coffee
grounds?
Coffee grounds. Okay.
If you want it, is it regular coffee? If you want better results, you instant coffee? Is it faster?
It has to be caffeinated.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's a cool trick.
A good question. Yeah, it is. And so, because the caffeine tightens the skin and the coconut oil helps with the oil to actually move the lymph along.
Okay.
And that's they can buy that already pre-made though on your website. Is it available there?
Not on our website yet, but it's a home-based business out of Iowa, and I found them just recently. So we've onboarded them, and I can't even remember. The name of their company is Coco Roo, COCOROO. So you could look that up too and bless them. They're a good family.
Okay.
And the other thing is some people have iron deficiency anemia, and they continually take iron, but they can't raise their hemoglobin or the red blood cells. So the doctors get stumped. And these people, if you're listening, that's also a sign of B2 deficiency. So if you have the redness in the eyes and the anemia that doesn't respond to iron, check out B2. A lot of times you just have to add that B2 and different things like antibiotic use and other scenarios, side effects of medications, they'll deplete B2. And so that's one of the reasons why we're seeing so many people who eat a lot of B2 foods, but actually are deficient in B2 because of the other stuff that we're putting in our body, usually medications.
Okay. Very cool.
So if somebody's taking like a B complex, that's kind of the popular, you know, thing. It just may not be covering that enough. They just supplement with B2 by itself.
And 2,000,
exactly. 3,000. Yeah. So in a B complex, you might have 500 milligrams of B2. So you just need a little bit more. Mm-hmm. And so the way B vitamins work is, riboflavin. Love it. Mm-hmm. So these are actual foods that B2 is high in. So the way B2 works, it's kind of like if you are putting in a railroad spike and someone has to put together the pieces of a railroad. Another person has to hold the spike and another person hits the hammer. Well, B2 is holding the spike. So if you have plenty of railroad, you have a guy with a hammer but no spikes, it's useless. So a lot of times you have to add in temporarily extra B2 so that you can basically keep the system going.
Okay.
And so it gets depleted by different things in the body. So it's really important to, with the B complex, sometimes you have to just add in one of the B vitamins. And so these are the symptoms that we see with the B2 deficiency.
Cool. Okay.
Last one. This is one of my favorite ones because this has to do with body pH. But basically every single enzyme in your body and every single hormone is pH dependent. What that means is if you're acidic, your hormones and your enzymes work at half of the efficiency. So you could look up thyroid symptoms and you're like, man, I have every single thyroid symptom. You go to your doctor and they do a full panel thyroid testing and the lab levels are good. The doctor says, no, everything's perfect. And you're like, man, but it sure does line up with hypothyroid. And the reality is you're just acidic. Because the hormone levels are right, but they can only work 50%. So the analogy I give with that one is like working in a factory where you have 100 workers and they normally have a good output. But then all of a sudden you say, for lunches now, we're going to start serving alcohol. And then you notice in the afternoon, their output decreases.
Right.
Well, that's an acidic environment now. So the same number of workers are producing half as much.
Makes sense. Okay. So having a heck of a lot more fun. Oh, sorry. Yeah, that's true. Probably a lot more laughs.
So the first thing, great question. So the first thing is to look at what's causing the acidity. So sometimes it's our food. Sometimes it's because we're not breathing properly. The number one way we actually improve our acid levels is through breathing. Mm-hmm. If we don't breathe off the carbon dioxide properly. So a lot of people, because of stress, are shallow breathers.
Oh, wow. Okay.
They're not actually breathing properly. So 1/4 inch. This is actually a fifth gem. You guys are getting like gemmed up today. Okay. 1/4 inch of decreased rib expansion of breath every single day. If you have 1/4 inch decreased rib expansion, that's equal to an Olympic sized pool of oxygen your body just didn't get that day.
What?
Wow. So is it like posture makes a difference or?
Posture makes a difference. Stretching makes a difference. And if you're not used to being out of breath, then like by pushing yourself, that's why I'm a huge fan of sprinting, even into your 60s and 70s, even if it's 10 yards or whatever it is, you have to keep those muscles going. The more we sit at a desk and the tighter we get, then the more our ribs don't spread out and our lungs can't expand. So you're missing out.
Producer Colton added sprinting into his workout regime. And what was the stat you read the other day? Like how many people sprint after the age 30 or something?
Yeah, after the age of 30, it's like 92% of people will never sprint their full out speed ever again. After the age of 30. I was shocked. It was way past the vast majority. It's actually a minority, a very small minority that will ever sprint again for the rest of their life.
Wow.
And it's deadly. I mean, it literally kills people that they don't sprint.
Yeah.
Now we know why.
Yes, exactly. And so I don't recommend if you haven't sprinted for 15 years, just going out and sprinting, ease into it, but then get good at it. Even if it's 20 yards, I will race my grandkids and I have grandkids that are in their teens. And this is the first year I'm losing. I've got some pre-athletic grandkids. And so up until this last year, I was still pretty good at the sprinting against them and racing. I was beating the 20-year-olds and stuff too in the family.
What? So.
I still had it, but it's important. I really believe that one's an important one. So
that is great advice. These are so cool and so helpful.
And we can all do it right now.
That's exactly right.
Everyone goes for a run.
Yes.
Yep. Yeah. All right. So Flyover family, go to officialsynapse.com. Check out all of the things that Dr. Sproul was talking about, as well as you can sign up for a free appointment to kind of just find out what your options are with their practice. What's this there, Colton?
It's Rocky III. He's training with Apollo Creed.
Got to get your sprinting in.
Get your sprinting in.
Yeah. Them running on the beach, man. But I tell you what, Apollo Creed is the best body ever.
Yeah, exactly. I was going to say my clinic director looks like Apollo Creed, but I do not look like Stallone at all. Our clinic director, he's got that.
That is awesome. All right. Well, Flyover family, go to officialsynapse.com. Dr. Spurl, thank you so much for your time. We really appreciate it.
My name is Dr. Troy Spurl, and I'm CEO and founder of Synapse Center for Health and Healing. Well, we're a full functional medicine clinic where we're looking at the entirety of the body. We have nurse practitioners, chiropractors, acupuncture. We do functional restoration with BTL equipment, and we have medical doctors on staff as well to help with PRP and other injections for pain relief. We do a multitude of services, labs, nutrition, counseling, health coaching, we've got it all. We are constantly being asked about how to improve their immune system. How do I go through a flu season without getting a cold? I myself have gone 30 years without missing a day of work, never gotten a cold, never been sick. And we just show our patients how to do that. We answer those questions. Why am I tired? Why do I have pain? So if you're watching this right now, just go to our website, officialsynapse.com, click on free discovery call, answer three simple questions, and we'll get you started. One more thing, we are the highest rated, most reviewed functional medicine clinic in all of Minnesota.
Our slogan at Flyover Conservatives is wake up, speak up, and show up. What? That's exactly right. So we have our t-shirt here because that's what God has called us to do. For too long, the silent majority has been silent. We've taken pride in that. And that's why we are where we are as a country, because conservative Christians did not stand up. They didn't say, no, that is wrong what you're doing in the education system. We didn't stand up against the entertainment, but now we are, and people are waking up, we're speaking up, and we are showing up.
This one's printed upside down.
Oh, no.
If you wear this one, you have to stand on your head. These are the softest material. It's actually woven from the lint from the belly buttons of angels. It's like, you just put it on, it's like getting a hug from your grandma. You're like, oh. But it's a good reminder. Stacy wears a necklace every day that says fearless, because sometimes even fearless people forget that they're fearless.
That's
you
right.
know, and you start kind of partnering with fear, and you got to be reminded. So it's always kind of good to be reminded to wake up, speak up, and show up.